We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's okay. It's just going to make the revenge that much sweeter next year.
Next year?
Well, why are we talking about next year? What about tonight?
Nah, come on, Rob.
I think they win tonight.
Hey, Robbie, you know what Tobin is? Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship. Game three.
Opportunity. The Islanders clear through center and back into the Panthers zone. Yandle near side. Hoffman. In comes Dadonov again. Huberdeau, a lane on the right wing side. Into the circle. Hands it back to the line. Yandle, one-timer. Hoffman save made. Varlamov in front. A shot and they score. A power play goal. Erik Haula has given the Panthers a 1-0 lead. Dadonov over to the far circle, backhand across. Barkov up top. Yandle fakes the shot. One-timer off, and he scores! Top shelf on the power play! The Panthers make him pay, and they take a 2-1 lead early in the third. Toninato's pass through center. Slowed down by Brassard, but it bounces. It's picked up Ekblad into the offensive end. Couldn't get his shot through. Now Boyle with it, a shot. He scores! And the Panthers lead by a pair. Brian Boyle cashes in.
Keep that momentum on your side.
Uyghur tries to clear, rolling puck far circle, clearing attempt held in, Taves, Pulock at the line, holds, gives off to Barzell, time winding down, put to the net, a bouncer in front, Bobrovsky the save, and the final horn sounds, and the Panthers get a win here in Game 3 to extend the series, 3-2, the final score here this afternoon.
If you're listening, whoa!
Rats on the ice, Game 4!
Hey, as in most of these series, you get to a game five, all bets are off.
All bets are off.
How about this? What if I told you that the Islanders scored more goals in one game then the Marlins scored all day, and the Marlins won both the games? Is that crazy? Listen, they scored three. The Marlins scored three runs.
Well, to be fair, there were seven inning games. They were short games.
I don't care. You had 17 new players, right? And you come in.
You're introducing a lot of new people. You know, you gotta.
Hey,
Not for the Orioles.
Not for the Orioles.
They're shook. They're frauds. We expose the hottest team in baseball.
No, they're garbage.
They are who we thought they were.
Yeah, the Orioles are garbage.
Marlins are just a lot better than you thought they were.
It's a great way to get some get back. To get back into the flow of things is the good old Orioles. That being said, it's still baseball. It's still Major League Baseball.
All I know is first place.
Is it weird looking at the schedule and seeing the Marlins play about half the games of everybody else?
I woke up this morning. I checked it on ESPN.com, and I was looking down on the Braves in the NL East.
Yeah?
That's all I know. 5-1.
All right. No, hey. Look, you're going to put some kind of twist on it. You're shocked as hell, right?
Well, how could you not be?
Okay. All right. Look, at least we started the day off.
They had to put a middle initial on somebody's on a pitcher yesterday. I've never seen that.
Again.
They have two Josh Smiths,
Leroy.
All I'm saying is, at least you started the show today on Thursday with a little bit of honesty. You are shocked that the Marlins are fired.
I think he's been withholding some of his honesty because I think it was very clear yesterday. Showed a clear lack of guts for the Panthers yesterday.
Well, listen, I mean, they've been showing me nothing but a lack of guts for 20 years, so we'll call it even.
All right.
Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. Is it fair to say, gentlemen, that the new relievers, the new bullpen that the Marlins have, might be better than the Rona bullpen?
I mean, it's hard not to say that. I mean, they've held them to one run over the span of what,
13 innings? So yeah, 13 and 2/3.
I guess if we'll take out the Hernandez innings, I mean, yeah, it's been fantastic. I mean, maybe part of it is they've never heard of any of these guys. They don't have any scouting reports on them. I don't know.
By the way, have you seen one of the dudes, Richard Blyer? Have you seen his career numbers?
No.
They're actually really, like, last year was a bad year. He had a bad 2019. He was coming off a lat injury. But go look at his numbers before 2019. They're all, like, ERAs under 2 as a reliever. He's always, like, it's like 4 years worth.
What did he do? Pat a GM's wife on the ass? Like, what the hell happened?
Oh, yeah. He had a lat injury, and then, you know, I'm sure maybe from patting the wife on the ass.
All right. I tell you what. Even if you don't follow hockey, and I can't say I'm big into hockey, the excitement of an elimination game and a close elimination game has to have you excited, right?
That minute and a half of pure stress.
Yes. I'm like, geez.
We're all expecting them to tie the game.
I'm like, geez, I'm not even the greatest hockey fan, but I can't turn away.
That's hypnotizing. How could you turn away? It was awesome.
Yeah.
And the goal that they got wasn't even a goal. It just bounced off of a skate into the net.
Yeah,
and you had, what was it, Uyghur had to go back to the bench because of a stupid helmet rule.
Yeah.
So he had to go get his, so they had actually a 2-man advantage pulling the goalie.
Oof.
Yeah, he had to make a decision whether to take the penalty or to go back and fix his helmet.
That's a
stupid rule. So it was in effect just a shorter penalty.
So let me get this. Let me get this straight. If that happens in the Stanley Cup, Weegs has to go get his helmet.
No, you can't just switch out.
You can switch. No, you have to either go. Yeah, you have to go back to the bench and switch out. But he has to go all the way back to the bench.
Right, right. Meanwhile, it's all chaos going on his end.
It's a terrible rule of timing.
Well, look. How about this? Well, it's just bad timing. It's probably not a terrible rule. But one of the craziest things is
they used to play with no face mask in goal.
Wait, how about this one? When you're watching a college game and you see a helmet just roll off, oh, he's got to come out for a play. Yep. Wait a minute, that's our guy. We need him.
Terrible.
By the way,
I get it. You know, you're trying to save their brains and all that, but I mean, it's bad timing.
But no. Here, let me look. I get what they're trying to do. But here's a rule that has more to do with the looks of it than the actuality of what's going on. Because guess what? If the helmet comes off, the play is over. And you got to go out of the game for a play? Just put your helmet back on.
It makes all the sense in the world.
Right. Like, what are you protecting? At that point, unless soon as you see a helmet, you blow the whistle, at that point, there is no harm. The play is over. The helmet's on the ground. And I think it may have had to do something with, you know, guys taking their helmet off. Because if in the NFL, if you take your helmet off, that's a 15-yard penalty, correct?
Yeah, I think so. What did Turley get for heaving the helmet?
Oh boy!
Oh no, that was he got kicked out
and multiple multiple game suspension.
Right,
that was hard times.
You know what? That guy was not to be messed with. He needed some can't get right juice.
What else you got, Robbie?
So by the way, the Panthers' next game would be Friday again, another nooner, but tomorrow.
God, can I get a day of buildup? Like, you make me get right to these Panthers games immediately.
Dude, they're in a bubble. They've all played. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, can I get a little bit of day where I get to look forward to the Panthers game all day?
It is all day. You get up at what, 5:55?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Game doesn't start until 12?
Yesterday was exhausting. Panthers. Just two think Marlins about this. Games.
If we had a regular show, if when we were doing midday, 1 to 4, right? Regular hockey time, you only had 3 hours, and you had to drive an hour home.
I mean, I would have figured it out.
Yeah, but you got more time now.
I remember once we had a, back in the day, we had an old March Madness set up in the studios, and then, you know, some guy ruined it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I need to work.
Hey.
I got to work.
Robbie, we had the two TVs on and the two little bitty TVs in the office. Robbie had a TV going on in there and iPad.
I got a question for Steven. I need to do my show.
Show didn't start for another 4 hours.
And you would think you would be talking about the game that's going on right now. Call me crazy. I mean, I would think if I'm doing a show in Miami, maybe I'd take a little gander at the old Miami NCAA tournament game. Weird.
to Tobin, you're gonna start getting up at 2 a.m. now to get ready for the show.
Got to. I got a question for Steven.
That might go down as, I mean, that guy sounded like he was 3.
Yep. You think he's in the bubble?
I'm not going to give him the mic. My question.
I think I'm going to keep a microphone.
And so the Marlins, they play again today, their final game in Baltimore. They're the home team again today. Jordan Yamamoto, Hawaiian punch-out, he is on the mound tonight for the Marlins.
Big spot for Jordan because, you know, they were talking about this yesterday. It was how good his first 3 starts were, and then it all kind of fell off. And
right.
You know, I think we all still thought that he was going to be in the rotation this year, and they didn't go with him. So, I mean, look, you know, he wants to get things back on track, and this is a good opportunity for him.
Hey, this would be something, huh? If he pitches well, now what do you do? Because you got a boatload of pitchers.
I don't know, man. Like, I was listening to, who was it, Matt Joyce yesterday. He said that it took him a month to get a cleared test. So who knows?
Yamamoto?
Matt
Joyce. Who knows how long some of these guys are going to be out?
Right. I mean, if it takes that, well, I mean, I'm guessing like it all, you know, we all have different effects from it. But I mean, could you imagine like just take the regular flu, right? If you had symptoms for a month, like what does that do to your body?
Ugh. Terrible.
Yeah, Rojas says he was taking meds. Like, all I know that because he was like, you know, he was live tweeting the game and he mentioned that he had to take his meds in between.
Oh, man, I tell you what, I know his thumbs are working because Rojas would not stop tweeting yesterday.
What else is there to do?
I guess nothing.
Yep. Wouldn't that, you know, it would suck? You finally get a clean test and you just been putting COVID on your phone.
Ugh.
The Heat are also back in action tonight or later today. 4 o'clock tip. Against the Milwaukee Bucks, which means 3 o'clock pregame.
Well, at least they're staggering the time.
I love this, man. You don't have the action at the same time.
So we got Panthers probably until like 3 o'clock. Then we got Heat, and then we got Marlins.
Well, Panthers is tomorrow. It's not today.
Oh, it's all playing together, Robbie.
But how about this? You missed the most important thing.
We got the PGA going on this weekend, which is brought to you by the Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home with 100-day satisfaction, 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Leroy, what we got this weekend?
Well, we got the PGA Championship. It looks chilly. They're playing at Hardin Park, which is like Tiger's place.
Is that a park where they travel?
No. It's the name of the golf course.
Hardin Park.
And the cool thing about West Coast championships, late start. So the first tee time is at 10 o'clock Eastern time. Some of your tee times you may be interested in. We have Martin Keimer, Jason Day, and Jason Duffner. They tee off at 10:38. Those are all past winners. You have Tiger, Rory, and Tiger, Rory, Jordan Spieth, Justin Rose, and Dustin Johnson tee off at 11:22. And then at 11:33, you have Rory, Justin Thomas, and Tiger Woods. Everybody's probably interested in how healthy Tiger Woods is. And then later on, for your evening viewing pleasure, we have Taylor Gooch, who tees off at 3.
Taylor Gooch.
Yep, 3:47. And he tees off with Byung An and Sung J.M.
I know what Tobin was thinking. Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, where's old Muscles
McGee? Let me see where old Swole is. He's probably in the evening because the way they do tee times, you have they base the tee times on victories and stuff like that. He tees off at 4:47, so he can get up in the morning and get his Swole on. He tees off with Adam Scott and Ricky Fowler at 4:47. So
the number two story on ESPN right now. DeChambeau's trainer aware of rush to judgment.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
I mean, look. When you think of golf, you think of guys doing yoga, a whole lot of things to make them more flexible. Right? You see all the stretching they do. And it wasn't until recent they even started getting into, like, actual weights, but then it's all like with the little bells, you know, stuff like that, plyometrics, right? DeChambeau looks like he's straight powerlifting. At no point in my career did I build muscle like that.
He gained 50 pounds in less than a year, it says.
Right. All right. He looks swole. Like he has no neck.
Doesn't seem possible.
He has no neck, and then he wears a Kango, like Payne Stewart. If you guys remember Payne Stewart.
I remember Payne Stewart. May rest in peace.
Yep. So it should be interesting because how about this? You ready for these conditions? It's basically British Open. 58 degrees,
ooh, wow.
Mostly cloudy, and wind is out of the west at 15 miles an hour.
Jeez.
Yeah, exactly. So you're going to see a lot of it will basically look like they're playing the British Open, except with trees.
All right. As you heard from Robbie, we got Heat basketball tomorrow night, but there are some injury concerns we will get to as far as that matchup is concerned. We'll give you that update. 15 minutes of Heat next.
15 minutes of Heat.
Bam, bam. 15 minutes of Heat here for you on 790 The Ticket. You got Heat and Bucks later on today here on the station. Heat are going to be banged up, though. They have no Jimmy Butler today. He is out with a foot injury.
Goran's banged up.
Goran is questionable. I would like them to not play him. And so if that's the case, you could be going to this very shorthanded against Milwaukee. And
Milwaukee just coming off a loss to the Nets. Angry.
Yep. Yep. I saw the Celtics decided to show up yesterday against the Nets. It seems like, that's what they do, though. The games that don't matter. Never heard a peep from them. But then they can go beat up on the little brother of the bubble. And then everyone's like, oh, Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, how are positions in besides the 8-9 thing they have going on, are any other positions going to change?
By the way, did you see the Wizards?
No, what'd they do?
They have fallen back in the standings past the Hornets, and the Hornets are not in the bubble. The Hornets are currently the Eastern Conference 9 seed, and they didn't get invited to the bubble.
So the Hornets are pulling the Marlins right now, just not playing, and they were able to keep their place in standings.
Yeah,
improve their place in standings.
I think they should get a call. They should get a call and an invite to the bubble, or the Wizards have to get kicked out.
I'm for it. Let's go. Let's do it. It's still pretty bunched up, Leroy. Like 4 through 6 is only a difference of 2 games. Like the Heat have a 2-game edge on Philly. Now they have the tiebreaker on them because they whooped their ass this year during the season. Samesies with the Pacers. So, well, I guess the Pacers can tie because they got two games against the Pacers.
But they still have the tiebreaker, even if the Pacers win both games.
And then the Boston Celtics, the Heat are two back of them. And Boston has the tiebreaker. So that's where that is right now. But, it's kind of molding into things are going to stay pretty much the same.
Yeah, they're going to play the Pacers. Like. The Pacers are the Sixers in the first round, unless you fall all the way down to six and you play the Celtics, which I don't know if that is that likely.
I mean, I wouldn't like to have my first matchup be the Celtics.
I think that they're fine either way.
The question is the second round. Would you rather play Toronto in the second round or Milwaukee in the second round?
I think they're both tough challenges. I really think there's not too much of an overthought into any of these because, you know, there's no home court advantage. What the hell's the difference?
Yeah, but I would say this. When the game slows down and gets in a playoff atmosphere or playoff basketball, that's usually when you're afraid of that dude. You know what I mean? Giannis is that dude. Toronto doesn't have that dude. And so I'd be more afraid to play the Bucks because of Giannis, even though collectively as a team, Toronto may play better. You know what I mean?
Maybe, but if the game's going to slow down, if you look,
you got two hobbits playing point guard, mm-hmm. and they're going to devise a plan to always have those guys on the block, on the paint, getting backed down by one of your giant guards.
I don't know. They're a very good team, man. They don't have the MVP, obviously, but.
So you're telling me you'd be more worried of Toronto?
No, I think I'm more worried about Milwaukee, but I don't think it's as big a difference as it's made out to be.
Oh, all right. I'm telling you, in playoffs, I look at the dude, right? The guy, the game changer. Okay, when you talk about, I mean, just look at playoff basketball. You talk about the star, or when a team doesn't have one. Right? That's all. We've seen the Toronto story before in Atlanta years ago where they'd win 50.
Yeah, but let's not. I mean, look, most of that team won a championship. Like, I know they don't have Kawhi anymore, but
they don't have that dude.
No, but they've replaced a lot of it. I mean, look, you know, like your boy Siakam's upped his production.
He could be that guy.
Van Vliet's going to get a ton of dough in the offseason. Like, they've got a lot of good players.
All right.
They've got it. They do.
No, I mean, they do. Not question that at all. I mean, did you just hear any of the conversation I just had? I never called Toronto bums.
I know you didn't. I think you got to have their respect in going to these series. I know. Yeah. Like I'm with you. I would probably more so in effect want to avoid what's going to be the end up being back to back MVP. But I don't know if it's that far away.
Okay. So I'm telling you, when it gets to playoff basketball, it becomes who is your star? Because guess what? When teams don't win, right? We don't talk about anybody other than that dude on the team. You don't talk about the team. That's not going to change.
By the way,
who's the star in the team? If the Heat come up short this year, who are they going to talk about? Jimmy Butler. Wasn't that dude? Or was that dude? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way playoff basketball works. So when I see the matchups that the Heat have with certain teams, I just look at, okay, who's that guy?
So you just think that even though Toronto beat him in the series last year without Kawhi at all washed away, like you don't think they have some kind of figuring out that they have?
No. I'm not saying that they're gonna they don't have a chance of winning. I'm not saying that at all. Because in some aspects, some would look at the Heat and the Raptors as, you know, somewhat the same because they don't have that bona fide superstar. Neither team has a bona fide superstar on their team.
Nobody has the best player. He's the best player.
Well, yeah, but there's other teams that have, you know, that guy. You know what I mean?
In the East?
Yeah.
Who?
Let's see. Let's just pick the guy. If you say Toronto, you're going to say Siakam?
Yeah, right. Siakam or Lowry.
Van Vliet.
Right. If you go, what, Indiana?
TJ Warren.
As of late, they got a couple guys out. Are those guys back yet? I'm willing to bet when they come back.
I don't know if Sabonis is coming back.
I don't know
back.
If Sabonis is coming back.
Right. Yeah. But, okay, so I don't even acknowledge, you know, think that they have a guy. Who else we got? We got Boston. We're talking about Tatum. Now, I don't think he's there yet where you immediately say, hey, if I'm playing Boston, I got to stop Tatum. Right? And that means you win.
I think you probably do, but again, like none of these guys, all these guys that you're mentioning, like none of them are going to be in the class of Giannis, where you're saying that guy could be the best player in the NBA.
Okay, all right.
And then with Philadelphia, obviously you got the two boob twins, Joel and Ben Simmons, who, you know, they go together like Sugar and Ant Farms.
I mean, but I would go more with Embiid if he's not crying.
Yeah, probably.
Right. You know, like that guy, if he wanted to, could do some of the things that Shaq did, right? That big, with that much of a game.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a couple. I mean, not like the West.
Still hunting for a line for today's game. Even though ESPN.com, sometimes they have these fugazi lines that they put
Robbie,
out there.
Robbie, it's 6:30 in the morning, dude.
Well, the game's at 4.
Well, I mean, they know Jimmy Butler's out. Like, what else?
Yeah, Goran Dragic is questionable. But yeah, the leaked line on ESPN.com is the Bucks minus 8.5.
Jeez.
So I guess, that means the Bucks are going full strength. Like, Giannis isn't only going to play a half like he did last game.
Like, to be honest with you, I don't think there's a team in the NBA that should be favored by 8 over the Heat.
To be clear, it's just on ESPN.com. Sometimes they put out fugazi lines. None of my sites haven't even had this game up yet.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't think the Heat should be underdogs by that much against any team.
Not on a neutral court. I mean, if you want to tell me in Milwaukee if it was actually going to be on the road, I mean, we could have a talk about it. But I think on a neutral court, I think that's a little silly.
You're right. I would say it's going to be right around maybe 4 or 5
you know,
again.
What's going to be interesting today is, you know, there's all this talk from the last game of, you know, Bam being the Giannis stopper. And so it is going to be interesting seeing how Giannis tries to take that matchup. It may not matter. Bam may shut that ass down anyway. But, like, there was a piece yesterday on The Ringer where it's like, you know, Bam has far and away the best defensive numbers against Giannis in the league. You know, Giannis had all that praise from the last time they faced off in Miami. So I think that's going to be – it's definitely an interesting storyline going into this is how Giannis goes about trying – is he trying to send a message to Bam? Does it matter? Can he – or is Bam just too good a matchup for him? That'll be fascinating, I think, to see because without having Jimmy, you do lose, you know, one of those defensive bodies that you have, so that challenge gets a little bit tougher.
When you look at that matchup, is Bam probably the biggest guy that we've seen that could keep up with Giannis?
The second guy on the list of the defensive numbers is Joel Embiid. Like, Joel's success against him, too. Yeah.
Wow, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, I would Joel's never
a
guess.
Good, Joel's a great defensive player. It's not surprising. He's just a crybaby. You know? He just plays half the time with a pacifier in his mouth.
All right.
Calm down, Joe. We're back after this. with you on 790 The Ticket. We roll on. Thursday, you got Heat basketball later on today. Miami takes on the Milwaukee Bucks. Little orca flirtation going on. Two orcas in one pod, a little bubble pod. Bam gets to show off some of his teammates to Giannis and say, "What you think? What you think?" So we'll see. We'll see what it rolls to tonight. This afternoon,
Toby, you might be more excited for the press conference than the actual game, just to see if Bam pops into Giannis' press conference.
Oh, of course. He's a little flirt. He puts his head in there. "Hey, buddy, how's it going?" Just walks right in there. You know he's got the move going down. He's got it all figured out. But the Marlins yesterday, I mean, this story is crazy what they're doing, man. 1-0 yesterday over the Baltimore Orioles. Win the next game 2-1. Pitchers you never heard of. They're going out there, and they're just like, Paul tells Todd, he's like, "We got ourselves a bullpen game today, Todd." And he goes, "Yes, we do. Yes, we do." But it was, I thought yesterday, a little bit more of a reserved Hollinsworth, Robbie. You know, I don't know if he was a little nervous. I don't know what was going on.
Oh, in the first game, he was getting
one-run games that do to you.
You know, he got excited for a walk in the first game. He's like, "Whoa," because Dickerson was down 0-2, and he had a great at-bat, fouled off a bunch of pitches and worked a walk, and he busts out the giggles.
He was doing something I've never heard before, which is like what you do when you're playing baseball with your teammate, where he's yelling at the players. And mind you, he's not there. He's in Miami while they're in Baltimore.
I've done it before.
"Good take. Good take.
Good take."
He's like, he's a step away from saying, "Good eye. Good hey. Good eye." I was like, what is happening here with Hollinsworth?
Oh, maybe wait till he starts singing the songs that you sing in Little League.
Yeah. He goes, "Oh, yeah. Rally, the pitcher's name is Sally."
Hey, about it.
Hey, you remember in a show of great sportsmanship, they eliminated all the little songs you could sing in Little League?
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm like, "Well, really? Hey, I can't help it if little Jimmy's a bum, right?
I can't help it if little Jimmy just serves up giant meatballs. You'd be a successful deli owner one day."
No, my favorite is that when a kid, when you watch a kid playing sports and you could clearly tell he has no interest whatsoever, but his parents want him to be active.
He's just trying something.
Right.
He's just out there kind of winging it. So yeah. Marlins gonna win. Shout out to the groundskeeper though, man. This guy went deep yesterday. Yep. Apo Taco for him. Then he played his first game at first base yesterday. Had an awesome catch.
Well, I think it was a catch he made more awesome. It was routine that turned into awesome.
Hey, it wasn't me.
Hey, that's, man, you don't gotta do that, Robbie. Like, what? You know, he's at a new angle.
No,
different,
it's a
corner,
new position. It's a new glove. You gotta wear the first baseman's glove, and it's totally different.
You call me Thunder, then that's Sunny with a chance of Cloudy with a chance of.
Oh, come on!
There.
He did jump on his stretches a little bit, Robbie. He didn't. He almost overcommitted on his stretches.
Yeah, that was a challenge in the first play of the game.
You got to be careful. He's awesome though, man. Like that guy's, he's a good baseball player. I like his look now too. He's a little less clean cut. Like he's trying to grow a mustache now. He still looks like he's 14 in disguise. But
yeah, he does. Man. He does.
But it's adorable is what he is. He's going out there and he's got this whole look together. I tell you what, man, I love watching that Aguilar hit. No matter what, as the old big boy comes up there with that bat, I'm just like, who knows what could happen? Could be a strikeout. Could go 450 feet.
Well, that's
swinging
that's
all that
today's
belly.
Today's home run hitter.
Jesus Aguilar going out there hitting it really far. Hey, how about this debut yesterday? I know everybody's a little bit worried. Monterson, you know, striking out a little bit, going out there his first couple games. But how can you not like this kid, what he's saying? He's saying that all these people calling the fish bottom feeders got a rude awakening coming. That's the type of guy I want leading my franchise. Shout out, Monte. No further questions, Mean Gene.
He's got to be Sans Pants.
Who? Macho?
5-1, you know, they had sit out for a week.
Listen, they tried to kick him out of the league in this Nightingale, you know? I saw yesterday Nightingale was trying to put some, what was he? He tried to put some cute Marlins tweet out yesterday. I was like, nah. I don't want to hear from you, Nightingale. Not necessary. Please do us the favor and don't tweet about the Marlins. All right? We don't need the grand coverage of USA Today, which nobody reads anymore.
Still laugh at that Jim Ross interview where he says that nobody, back in the day, a guy couldn't do a radio show without a USA Today.
He goes, no, he's on, because he's on these Zoom calls all the time with the Marlins, doesn't say anything, just sits there, you know, quiet as a church mouse, even though he hosed down the entire organization. And yeah, Monte Harrison was, you know, this guy, let me tell you something, this dude's intense. I love it. He's, you know, he's sitting there. He's like, people calling us bottom feeders. They're in for a rude awakening. He goes, if you don't think I'm going to get better after one bad game, he goes, I don't want you following me. I'm just, this guy is awesome. I love this.
I mean, like, he's right. He's right to say, oh, this guy's a bust after a week of baseball. I mean, yeah. And the problem is that we live in a society now where that has to be a story and it shouldn't. You know what I mean? It's like in basketball, to say Tyler went 1-for-14 in the last three games. Okay, if his average is 36%, right, he going to have one of those 8-for-9 games. And if he has an 8-for-9 game, it doesn't mean he's the greatest shooter ever. We can't seem to, like, take it all in stride. Baseball's funny, man. If you succeed 30% of the time, you're damn near a Hall of Famer.
Him and his brother, Shaq Harrison, now they become the fourth set of brothers to play in professional basketball, the NBA, and the MLB.
So we know of they're not twins, though, right? They're just brothers.
They're brothers.
So we got the Boones.
Yeah, but they didn't play multiple sports.
They both played baseball. His brother plays in the NBA.
Okay, so you're saying play two different sports.
Right.
Okay, let's see who we...
Like Klay Thompson.
And he has a brother, Trey Thompson.
Klay Thompson.
His brother, Trace, his brother plays baseball. He plays NBA.
Right.
I can go farther.
Well, that would probably be the most likely deal, right, is basketball and baseball.
I can go father and son, the Larkins, but they're not brothers.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Barry and Shane. What about Mahomes? Mahomes' dad was a pitcher for the Twins, wasn't he?
Yep. And the Mets.
And the Mets. So yep. I thought I would feel like baseball, football, like quarterback, pitcher. Like, I feel like there'd be something there.
Yeah, because remember the big deal with Elway when he came out?
Yep.
Who else? I mean, I can't really... Right off hand, too. I know there's other sports. The Joneses.
Bones Jones.
Yeah, UFC. Yeah.
Bones Jones, two brothers who play, Chandler and Arthur.
Right. Yep. And they're all frightening, right?
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine what dinner was in that household growing up?
It seems like John didn't get any of the food because he had such skinny legs.
Yeah, he's the skinniest of all of them. And I'd be scared of him more than anybody else.
It's terrifying.
I can't think of.
Well,
right.
Listen, there's not many who have done it. 1-of-4, so that's pretty cool.
Right.
That's really cool. It's got to be cool for the parents, too.
Now, question. Does it count if the other guy played but wasn't really good? How good is Trey in baseball?
He made the majors.
I gotta be honest. He's in the majors. That's all the parameters are.
Well, I don't know if he's in the majors now, but he was in the majors.
Like, we're still waiting for Monte's first hit, but he's only played two games. I mean, but he made it.
Yeah.
He made it. He made an awesome catch.
Not to bring another cloud in, but today they have to, I think by noon today, they have to reduce the roster to 28 players. They have to get rid of two players on their roster.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to get rid of him, man. I think...
Yeah, it's tough to give up on him after two games. You can't bring him up and then have him have two bad games and then send him back down.
Here's what sucks about this whole situation. What if you had no plan to bring him up anyway? It's kind of
he was gonna be first guy called up. Like he was last guy to go down.
All right, because I'm thinking when you look at especially baseball, like man, they're trying to keep that service time to a minimum, right? Early on in their career.
Yeah, not him though. Like he's 24. They were gonna bring him up. The thing that messed, they didn't really have a spot for him, and now they do because of Eason leaving.
Okay.
You know, because he's a center fielder. Right. And the whole point was they were going to put VR and they were going to put him in center field and then have Eason second. Now that Eason opted out, you could have VR on the infield. It's not that big a deal. And he's a really good fielder. I mean, he had a sick diving catch to basically start off his first game. And VR, he's kind of got them Justice Winslow hands out in the outfield. He's better served.
Fiddler?
Yeah, he's better served in the infield.
Now, I don't know if this is true. I'm just looking on Reddit, but this is convenient. Very not true, but apparently Mark McGwire and Dan McGwire. Dan McGwire was a first-round pick as a quarterback. Those are another set of brothers. But that's Reddit. I don't know if it's true or not. I should probably back-search that.
They're brothers? No way.
It says Mark McGwire and his brother, Dan McGwire, who was a first-round pick as a quarterback but ended up fizzling out of the league a few years after him being drafted.
All right. I remember Dan McGwire, but,
I really hope that's right.
He must have. You know what? He must have came out before his brother, if they're brothers. The quarterback was first. So by the time his brother got to baseball, he was already done.
That is correct.
Right. Because I remember Dan McGwire, but it seems like a while ago.
Texter writes in, guys, is the Marlins pitcher Sterling Sharp related to the football player? No, because Marlins Sterling Sharp doesn't have a E at the end of his Sharp. He's just Sharp with a P at the end. Bump day! That's his thing on Twitter. Bump day!
Hey, you got to be careful with that. That means something else, too.
All right, we come back. Hour to a... So yesterday, the running back spoke yesterday, Leroy. And this is Matt Breida. I mean, he is quite confident in his speed.
He can fly.
Yeah,
we'll
hear
He's
a little bit from
legit
him.
Speed.
We'll hear a little bit from him coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.